Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we have Chad and Sunny, the hilarious hosts of Playboy Radio's Ask the Doc podcast. They're joining me in the studio to swap secrets from the adult industry and share sex toy hacks. Plus, we'll be answering some of your emails. So thanks so much for listening. Okay, everyone, you know, I've been talking to you about my candles for a while now, my Emily and Tony candles. And if you have not tried them yet, or if you don't even know what hell a massage candle is, they are amazing, truly. And it's not just because they have my name on them, but the truth is I had tried massage candles before and they were like, okay, I love the concept of a massage candle. I love the fact that a regular candle, you can pour it on your partner and give a massage. That's all great. But the other ones that existed, I just felt were kind of like sticky and didn't make you feel good and didn't smell good. And so I made these candles that are like vegan, except for the beeswax part, but they're coconut oil and soybean oil. They smell amazing and they feel amazing. And the feedback from my listeners have been great. Like people, because I invented those people could change their life. And I got a listener who just emailed me and said, my girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated and we had amazing sex. She cannot stop talking about how good the candle smells and how great the massage oil feels. And I'm convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of our barriers to sex we face lately.
Yeah, and in general, it's just a great candle anyways.
Here's the thing. You don't have to give a massage. I'm doing a massage every night. I light it when I get home because it's aromatherapy. It makes you feel good and happy.
Didn't your assistant Madison like give a candle to her boyfriend's parents?
But took it out of the box so they wouldn't know that it was a massage candle? And then they like Googled it or something, right, Madison? No,
she accidentally stuck her finger in the wax.
Oh, and then she knew?
She said it felt good?
So she accidentally like stuck her fingernail in the wax of the candle.
Insulted.
And she like was rubbing it. It was like, this isn't wax. What is this? And I was like, it's massage oil, and she starts rubbing it all over her arm. It's not even lit yet.
Because you don't even have to light it for that part of it.
Yeah, and then she goes to her husband and starts rubbing it on him, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Like, this is so awkward.
But they invited you back, though. Yeah.
So it's just a good candle.
It's a great candle. Okay, so now you can get a full-size Emily and Tony candle for $28. We just are having a special thing right now on the site.
So go to
emilytony.com, and I think you use code Emily still, and you get percentage off. Super
organized. It's good for Thanksgiving
coming up. Okay, everyone, it's great for Thanksgiving.
Just put it on the table with the turkey.
Totally. And then everyone gives a massage there afterwards. Mm-hmm. My family all sat around one Thanksgiving and watched the Kim Kardashian sex video.
I thought it was going to be your mom's sex video that she put out.
Oh my god, dude. We're going to talk about that. Okay, everyone. So thanks for listening and check out the candles.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list. Sign up for the goddamn mailing list if you haven't already, because like our emails kind of rock. And thanks everyone for listening. I appreciate it. And we have some special people here in the studio. We have Menace.
Hello.
Hi, Menace. So good to be with you.
Nice to see you
per
again.
Per huge. And we also have Chad Braverman and Sunny Rogers. They host Ask the Doc on Playboy Radio, which is also a podcast, correct?
Podcast and...
And it's live.
And it's live.
It's live on the radio.
I know nothing. Sunny knows everything.
Okay, so tell me, you guys are awesome. You guys are such a cute little pair on your show. You're like,
we got a little thing going on.
I know, I love it. Okay, so...
She keeps me in line.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's Madison what keeps
nipple
me in line.
Clamps are for.
To keep you in line?
To keep him in line. Chad in line.
Are you wearing nipple clamps right now? Because you seem sort of tame.
I took them I took them off before we came in. I was nervous.
You know what I'm excited about having you guys on the show? There's a lot of things, but... I was thinking about it because I was actually listening to your show and I was thinking like, so I have a lot, we talk a lot about toys on my show.
I
think you've heard it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we do like a lot and it's not just because like, you know, people sponsor me, whatever. It's like, I just think that toys are, you know, they're a huge part of expanding your sex life. But what I love, usually, you know, it's a lot of women talking about toys and I'm like, Menace, please take the Fleshlight home and try it. Like, please, you know, he's like not as into it, which is fine. But I love that you're straight. I believe you're a straight man. I'm not.
I think so. Yeah, no.
Okay. And that
so far
that you've actually, I'm assuming, I didn't listen to all your things, but you have had, and your family
started
Doc Johnson, which was, you know, which is amazing. sex. You grew up with sex toys. Thank you. But not only that, you, I'm assuming you sex toys with women.
Yeah, I mean.
And I've never had a guy who was really that well versed on the show that wasn't like working for, I guess you do work for company, but you're also like a dude. You seem a guy that you would give tips and like talk about your experience, like, and how you feel about using toys with women and like what's been your experience. Cause I just feel like we haven't had a lot on the show and I just got really excited. I mean, about a month of other things you can talk about, but that's just really cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, like I grew up in the business, you know, my family
did start it.
So I mean, I just, something that I've just haven't been, it, you know, it was never taboo to me. It was always like, this is what we did. Like, this is our family's business. You know, this is, I don't know, what affords us the opportunity to, you know, this is how you go to school. This is how you do this. This is how you do that.
Daddy makes
like,
dildos.
Okay, it's sex toys. It's dildos. And
I love that.
I think when we were younger, obviously there was like, you know, it was kind of like the fodder for like, you know, my friends and whatever, like, oh, he makes fake dicks and like that type of stuff.
So which, his dad started Duck Johnson, which has been for how many years?
40 this year. 40. Well,
that's amazing.
2016 is the 40th. We're just getting excited for it already. So
Was there any point like in your, I mean, like, was it a little bit embarrassing and then it got funny or... It was just always...
No, I mean, so...
Because I
mean,
like, I think when I was 12, it might have been embarrassing if you knew about that.
I think that there was something for me. I mean, I've told the story before, but I'll tell you. I mean, you know, I didn't know what my family did. It was back... I mean, I'm 33, so when I was growing up, it was very taboo. And like, my dad, Ron, he didn't tell anybody what he did. It was, you know, the company was health devices. It was like import, export, very like hush hush. So, and my dad's a big guy. And, you know, I thought, I honestly probably grew up thinking like he was kind of like mob related or something because he just like kind of looks like it. And so they just never told anyone what we did. And I went there one time, like, take your son to work day. And my mom was like, don't take him anywhere. Like, we do not want him. Yeah. I don't want him walking around. He has to stay in your office. Like, that's that. Mm-hmm. And my dad obviously just proceeded to like parade me around the entire place. I was young. I was like, I always say, I don't know how old I was, but I knew that I had a dick and I knew that my dad had a lot of them. Like, there was dicks everywhere. Like, that was what I knew. That's all I knew. And I also knew though, like, not to say anything. Like, I didn't, like, rat him out to my mom. Like, I didn't tell her. Like, I didn't tell anybody. And probably 6, 7, 8 years later, I actually found out for real from an older stepbrother. I was telling a friend, like, what my dad did. Like, whatever the bullshit story was of the day, you know? And my stepbrother was like, that's not what your dad does. And I was like, what's he do? And he goes, he makes fake dicks and pussies. And I was like, I swear to God, I was like, I knew it. Like, I was like, it actually was like a huge burden off of my shoulders. And I actually didn't have a choice in the matter because one of my best friends was there. We were probably 13 at the time. I mean, he went the next day and told everybody. So I think maybe there would have been that like lag time of embarrassment or like, what do I do now? How do I head off this storm? But the truth was, when I got to like school the next day, like, it was just, it was known all of a sudden, everyone, and like, look, I think my teachers knew, obviously.
I'm sure, yeah.
And it never wasn't kind of cool. Like, even at that young age, like, my friends were just kind of like, well, you're Chad, we love you, like, this is cool,
right,
your dad's
good.
Cool, and like, so then for me,
it was just... Were your parents super cool? Like, was your dad the cool guy?
Yeah,
like,
no, well, I mean, they're cool people. I mean, then obviously they're super, like, you know, liberal and just like...
You gotta be.
It wasn't, you know, I mean, like, my dad always said, like, he didn't tell people what he did because... He thought I'd be judged, but the truth is they probably kept the most kosher house of all my, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's always the people that are kind of like doing it that are like not super crazy. Like, he's not having eyes wide shut orgies at his house every weekend.
Exactly.
Well,
not when you were there.
Not when I was growing up.
Exactly.
But
okay.
Maybe now.
So this is a good interview. So you go, okay, and Sunny, how did you get involved with all this, the sex toys? So you also work at Doc Johnson and do the show together?
I do,
okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I've been in this industry for 15 years now, and I answered an ad, and I was working for, it was an aerospace company that made inertial devices, and I did their licensing for DOD. I got high security items out of the country. Mm-hmm. And so I answered an ad for looking for licensing, and this recruiter actually placed me with an adult company, and it was licensing adult names. It was Playboy, Hustler. It was like brands, licensing brands. And I went, well, this is more fun than aerospace. Like,
sex trumps everything, okay? It's true.
Yeah, so that was exciting.
Okay,
I was exact opposite of Chad. I grew up, my dad's a total hippie, grew up in downtown San Francisco.
Oh, okay, that's where we're from.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, yay. I moved here 3 years ago. We both moved here 3 years ago from
Okay, yeah. So you understand.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom was exact opposite of my dad, so it was 12 years of Catholic girls' school with the uniform and, you know, my mom with the twin set and the pearls, and we don't talk about sex.
Right.
And then as soon as I got into college, I became a fiend. I was like, oh, my God, what have I been missing?
I think that's what happens.
They don't realize that they're making you wear the skirt, the Catholic school world. It's all going to go back. It's all going
to
go wrong.
Yeah, the parents, like, you know, try to shun them from all that or, you know, hide them from all of it. And then, boom, once they get out in the real world. We just had Moxie Suicide.
Right,
on the
Suicide
show.
Girl, right.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. And she, same thing with her. Yeah. She was like all buttoned up family. And then the moment that she got to go out in the real world by herself, then it's just like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just opened the floodgates for everything.
Yeah, so this was the perfect storm.
But Sonny's like the crazy one somehow, and I'm the tame one.
I know.
I grew up in it.
It's true.
I feel like I'm the tame one in the relationship.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do? Do you have a boyfriend now? Or are you married?
A
husband, actually.
A husband and. Friday. This Friday is our 16th year wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh, happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. So
I found a good one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you the crazy one? Why does he say that?
Because I'll try anything several times.
What's the most recent thing that you've tried? Because you think, most recent thing you've tried?
Well, we challenge each other on the show, and my latest challenge was to wear Benoit balls longer than 10 hours, because that was my previous
record.
Personal
record. Benoit balls are kind of like Kegel exercise. They exercise
your PR.
Yes, yes. And so I wore them for 12 hours on Friday. And Saturday,
during our show.
I was
of course.
It was. I was a little frustrated the whole show. Saturday, they were a little sore, but I swear, I felt like Superwoman. I actually felt like I could put a champagne bottle down there and just pop the cork, not a problem.
Because you think it
they were so strong. It was like strong.
Which ones did you use?
I use the Black Rose.
Okay.
They're a little weighted, and they've got silicone, and I'm a big fan of silicone. And
okay,
so
right.
Ones I had.
And do you always do your Kegel exercises regularly?
I do, and
that's
I love
good.
Kegel
so
wands because they're so fun. You can just put like the little tip in and hang, and really show how strong you are, and like whip it around and stuff.
Right.
It's totally impressive.
It's so important for women to do them, and I talk about it. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. And it reminds you to do them every day.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's
oh my god, I love you.
Things that really, because it's so important.
Now you tried out some balls for a while. But...
Yeah, I used to wear them around all the time. San Francisco.
Yeah,
but then
you're off the balls.
Well, now
what
I have
happened?
This new thing called. I have this amazing. Have you guys heard of the Intensity by Intensity Extra? It does your Kegel exercises for you.
No,
it is the most. It looks like a rabbit vibrator, and it's
item. Right?
It's
a Cal item. Yeah.
It was. They for like 5 minutes. But
now
it's
not anymore.
No.
Doesn't it electrocute you too?
No, it has electrostimulation that stimulates your Kegel muscles. No, it's not electrocution. It's not the Jimmy James. So for 5 minutes a day I do it, and it's like actually really relaxing and zen, and it's the most I have to say, like it's changed because I remember to do them sometime now, you know, the app, but now it's like it does it for you, and then you have like an orgasm after. But we did a show about it. Everyone in my office tried one. All the girls, we were all in here, and Menace wasn't invited that day. No, but they were like, oh, I had the orgasm before, and then I did it. You know, I was like, oh, I warmed up for it, but it tightens and it. You can fit your size, like you squeeze this. It's hard to explain. It's so hard to explain in the show.
So
you
squeeze
so it tightens around you and right around for your muscles, and then you do it for 5 minutes, put the electro gel on it, and then it's a rabbit vibe. It's awesome. But either way,
you don't do your Kegels?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't.
Oh, man,
have time.
You got to.
And
then you won't be a premature ejaculator anymore.
I know, right?
Just kidding. I don't know that he is. I've never seen his penis.
That's all hearsay.
Anyway, that's cool.
Allegedly.
That's, but you could use balls, anything. Mm-hmm. It's so balls. I love talking about balls.
Have you seen the ones that are actually made of stone? They've got crystals and
balls?
Yes. No.
Geodes.
Do you guys make? No.
No, we don't make them. But they'll ground you. Like there's different ones.
Like
you know how crystals have different energies?
Yes.
And so you can put in whatever you need and it actually grounds your
vagina.
Is
it like the stones that you put
vagina.
In your scotch and stuff? That type
kind
of stuff?
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yes.
Sweet.
I just heard this. I was at the Sexual Health Expo in New York and they were there was a woman there who had all the crystals. She gave me some like, she's like, this one's for that. I'm like, whatever one's calming and relaxing.
Sounds like a fish concert.
Totally do. And then she, and then yeah, she gave me some crystals, but I didn't know that she had the Kegel balls there for that.
Yeah,
that would make that's like the perfect storm of vaginal pelvic floor.
Yes.
So calm me, relax me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Real quick, so you guys also do a radio show. What time is it on? When is it on?
It's How can on we find you? Every Friday.
Every Friday.
From 11 to noon, and that's Pacific Standard Time.
All right, sweet. And yes. what do you guys usually cover?
We cover, do you want to talk?
Chuck. I was going to let you go with this.
What do you guys cover? And how that's 11 to 12.
I'll share.
Sorry, on Playboy Radio, live.
It's live on Playboy Radio.
Do you have to have Sirius XM or something?
I think it's Playboy Radio. It's playboyradio.com. It's available on SoundCloud. It's available on iTunes. It's called Ask the Doc. I mean, basically, the concept of the show kind of started very organically, again, with Sonny and I, with our back stories and how we got into the business and whatnot. Like, we find, as I'm sure you guys do with this, like, a lot of people will talk to you about sex, like, not necessarily like in that sort of environment. Like, it could be at a dinner party, it could be anywhere. They find out what you do, and all of a sudden we start getting a lot of questions. Our questions definitely more so with sex toys, but that does get into relationship questions and sex questions in general and all this. And so really, we have a educational program at our company called Ask the Doc, which is different educational like pamphlets and stuff. So like Vibrators 101, like Anal Play 101, like that type of stuff. Just the very basic, like layman terms of like what this means, what it is, what type of item is this, you know, what type of material is it made out of? We just kind of took that concept and like translated it into a show and just we answer a lot of questions. Like the meat of the show is the Ask the Doc segment, which is people asking
people
us
call in with questions.
Call in with questions. Write in with questions.
You get asked on your show.
I think the biggest for us
I
always.
I hate when people ask me that question, by the way, but I'm asking it to you.
No,
you get. I think the biggest thing right now, I think that I hear all the time is just like I want to bring, like I want to do something with my partner, sex toy related or not, and I don't know how to talk about it. Like, I think the communication
like
is always,
it's always communication. It's so hard to, like, just break through. And
someone wants to bring a vibrator in, but they don't know how to tell their boyfriend because they're afraid their boyfriend's going to be, like, crazy about it. Or their boyfriend wants anal play and they don't want their girlfriend to think that they're, like, gay.
Right.
Because they want, like, anal
play. Prostate pleasure play.
So it's all these things that I think, like, we can recommend toys and there's things that are great for beginners. There's things that are great for you girls who are walking around San Francisco with Kegel balls in.
We both did that.
You know, there's the like kind of just things that sometimes it's like, okay, you got to talk. Like you got to talk to your partner about what you want to do because if they don't want to do it and that's just steadfast, you have a decision of like, is this important enough to you to want to do it? And maybe you need to find someone who's just kind of into that sort of thing with you.
Right.
Or it's not, but if you don't talk about it, it's like, it's not going to get on anywhere.
People wait so long to talk about things. We were just, you know, and all of it, we always hear like, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years now and I've had this vibrator sitting in my drawer and I don't know. And I need a better phrase, but it's like ripping a bandaid off. You just got to do it. You're not going to die. You always say like, you just got to ask the, you know, hey, so I think this would be kind of fun, you know, just kind of bring it in and maybe nothing too intimidating, you know, but something smaller. Like I was going to say, my first vibrator was the Pocket Rocket.
The Pocket Rocket.
Do people tell you this all the time?
Yeah, I mean that's what we recommend. That's what we recommend.
It's the best.
You can't.
Still, it is still. Yeah, I love it. Travel.
It's
with
a. You have to have it. It's like one of those items where I'm just like, you just have to have it. Like, it's gonna get you off. It's gonna work. It's non-threatening. It's discreet.
It's
if
little.
Someone
it's a clitoral vibrator.
It's like whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like that with doing the show with you. I've heard that and then the magic wand the most.
Right, probably. Over 10 years, I would say. And now the magic wand is unplugged, as we know.
I know.
Yes.
You've been so excited
that
it's wireless.
You do, me too. I always say that. I'm like, you guys, you could bring your car now and be like, you're masturbating your car. I'm like, well, you just could. Now I have the option. I don't need a fucking plug.
Totally. I do it every day. Don't tell
Sonny's
Chad.
In Santa Clarita area. Just get off the streets if you're there. She has like 5 vibrators in her car.
I have 3 right now.
I have like 100. I mean,
you go to her house, you can't even walk
around. I just got a Sibian. I mean, I don't know what to do. I need to move out.
Have you tried it?
Have you used it?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think? I haven't tried it.
It's kind of amazing, I have to say. And it is the kind of thing where I got it in the first month. I was like, I mean, I got a Sibian. I don't know. Like, I have everything else. And it's really not as intimidating as you think. I talk to them a lot, like how to use it in the show. And like you sit on it and there's like the dial and like 10, 20 levels. And I've just used the flat top. I haven't like done the insertion part. But because the thing about the Sibian is it's the only toy that actually mimics like you're having sex. Like you're in the position. And I had a crazy order. I mean, I'm telling you, it was you do have to kind of get comfortable with it and figure out your spots, but I'm pretty good at knowing what feels good. And I did that. It took me about, I feel like it takes some time, take weeks. And like, it took me like 5-7 minutes. And then I was totally comfortable. And then I had like this, awesome. this amazing orgasm that like my whole body was vibrating, and it went through. It was a different, it was amazing through my entire body. See, like my nipples had orgasms. I finally had my nipple orgasm. I swear it was crazy.
You talked about me using toys. Like, this is when I get vagina envy, because I will use anything, but we just don't, guys just don't have this type of stuff.
I don't have
a Sibian, you know, like. I've used all of our masturbators here and there when we do different internal textures. I'll try it out. I've used other competitors' masturbators. I've played with prostate massagers and things like that. But we don't have Sibians.
I know.
We don't have a magic wand that plugs into your car lighter. You just don't have this. You can't masturbate in a car.
But you can masturbate in your car. Hand, flashlight.
We don't have necklaces with vibrators on.
That's true. Do you know the Vesper by Crave?
Yes.
Do you have one?
Not yet.
Oh, I should have brought you one. Ugh. We'll send you one. I know. I'm sorry. Seriously, I'm like sex toy Santa. I know. I love giving away toys to people. So as you probably do as well. It makes me so happy.
I give it to everyone.
Like, how could you not be happy? But I love the vest. I'm usually wearing it. I love it. I know. I wish I wouldn't. I think I actually have one in my car. I'm not kidding. You got like a million toys in the car. But I was going to say, so back to you working with using sex toys with women. So can you explain from like a male perspective, when you're with someone, are you in a relationship now?
I'm married.
Okay. You're married. Okay, perfect. So. There you go. That's related. You guys are both married. That's great. Or not. What?
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
We're Puritans.
I've been trying to get her married for years. But
yeah, I just don't. I've never wanted. I've never been on like on the bucket list.
I haven't known her to have a boyfriend more than a month.
That's not true.
Oh, maybe like 3 months.
No, I had for like a year. No, I've had boyfriends for longer than that.
Barely.
I'm not into the relationship thing. It's not like my MO. But the point is, with your wife, for example.
We're both right.
We're both white.
Yeah, you and like us and you.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
It's all good. Like, it's all working for me. Yeah. Like, we're all happy. We're all having great sex. Like, to me, that's the glue that makes life great. So, talking about like maybe some experiences you've had or how you've used it with if you're comfortable with that with your partner, with your wife, and I don't know, what toys do you use or what's been a cool experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, just with my background, like I always brought toys into the bedroom with, you know, previous partners, like before I was married, college, things like that.
Oh,
like,
you must
I
have just had a lot of babes.
Wasn't.
And you're cute too, so like, Jesus, yeah.
You're gonna make me blush. So, I mean, it was something that, again, I think that I was on that forefront of like, this is what I'm into. This is what we're gonna do. Are you into it too? Oh, you're not. Okay, then we're probably not gonna like,
right,
be down
my dad
with each other for a while. Because
right.
Like, this is just kind of my thing and this is where I'm at. And then the people that are like into it. And then you're like, all right, cool. I found someone that's... And I knew my wife, you know, before we got together. We were at the same school together and we were friends and stuff like that. So she knew me. She knew, you know, what I did. And like, I think in the beginning, it was just something that you bring in and you talk about it. And then as it sort of progresses and I started to work for the company and we come out with new toys. It's
give me an example though, like of you guys sitting down and how it feels to you to use a toy on her and like how that feels from a male perspective. It's not like you feel like, I don't know how you feel. I want to know from a male perspective who's used a lot of toys on women, doesn't matter, your wife or whoever, like what is that feeling? Like you're turned on, you're not turned on,
I mean,
you're waiting to get a blowjob.
For me, it's a turn on.
You're waiting for all to be over so you can get a blowjob. I don't know.
No, I mean, for me, it's a turn on, you know, like if I'm just watching her use a toy, you know, because I enjoy watching her being, feeling good, being pleasured. Like to me, that's the ultimate turn on. Like that's probably the hardest thing for me is like, you know, if she's going to orgasm and like we're having sex or whatever, it's like, if I know that that's happening, like I can see it, I can sense it, I can feel it, that's the biggest turn on for me. That's probably when I'm going to become like much closer to like my orgasm or possibly like lose it before I want to, because I like to see that. Like I like to watch her get turned on. And I know that vibrators, like they help us. I know clitoral stimulation during, you know, with penetration is like the ultimate for some people. So like it's, to me, it's like, it's an additive. It doesn't take away from me. Yeah. It doesn't take away from the experience. Like it's just an additive and it gets you to where I would hope that you would want your partner to be.
Exactly. Right. Right. And then so it's really about watching, right? Like a lot of guys get turned, hopefully that's you'd hope, or the men I'm with are like, where's your toys? Like, let's grab this, let's grab that. And the guys I'm with are like, oh, I'm not into it. Or like, I'm like, I'm not that into you. You have to like step over toys walking my house sometimes. Like if I don't know someone's coming over, they're every outlet, they're like charting. Now I have an office filled with them too. So it's just a problem. But
she's running out of storage.
I am. Well, when I first moved to LA, I had a storage unit. It was all toys. I'm like, I'm spending like $100 a month just storing. Anyway, got an office. But I get it, because I just think a lot of men are just like, I hope that it's changed. Like, I feel like in the 10 years of doing this show that I used to, when I first talk about toys, have to always be like, okay, just so you know, like, it's not going to replace you. Like, it won't go with her to the farmer's market. Like, it doesn't, like, cuddle the sex toy. Yeah. It's fine. Not yet. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do they? Well, that teddy bear. Did you see that teddy bear vibe?
Yeah, that's yes. creepy.
He gave me one at the show and someone stole it. There's a vibrator that looks like it has the nose as a vibrator.
What?
And he's like, and then you can cuddle after. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you see they were dressing him up too?
Yeah, like different outfits.
Yeah. Yeah. But someone
was this teddy bear.
There's certain things I'm still not into.
They had it at my old radio station in the radio, like in the studio.
Right.
And it just looked like a normal teddy bear. And like, so people would pick it up and stuff like that. But you could actually have sex with it. It was pretty disgusting.
Have sex with it, like stick your penis in. This is just for clitoral stimulation. Like the nose.
Yeah,
no.
It looked like a legit teddy bear. But you could stick your penis in it, and then people would figure it out after they picked it up.
Okay.
And then,
That sounds like this toy. I know.
So
it's a
if you're
weird.
Into that, having sex with teddy bears, that's available.
Yeah,
for
check
you.
Out
so
the teddy bear.
Google that.
Just called like the teddy
I'm
bear.
I'm sure it's on Amazon or something.
Okay, we have to just give a big shout out here to Fleshlight because we love them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have your hand, oftentimes, and maybe a vagina or a anus. But really, the thing is, the Fleshlight is the number one male selling sex. Sex toy for men because it's masturbation sleeve that mimics the sensations of actually
having
sex.
Well, you're telling me they're doing all these advancements with it.
Yeah,
too.
The
Before
Kiru,
it was just a thing that you stuck your penis in, but now like
there's like the Stamba training,
like, this internet stuff, and
the Kiru where you can actually like have interactive sex where they make a Fleshlight that's. You can masturbate into
which
a woman
I think they took
dildo.
From the show because I was talking about it like 10 years ago on the air. Like, wouldn't that be cool?
It.
And you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I go, sex through the internet. It's going to be a thing. And then 10 years later,
10 years,
here we are. And
who
it's
would have
happening.
Thought that you'd be the innovator?
Dude,
Menace.
I'm totally the innovator.
I know, it's amazing. I know you are. And but you won't try a Fleshlight. It's cool. So anyway, you guys, check it out. You guys have heard me talk about it. And I'm telling you, there's never been one person I know that a lot of people from the show have bought them and used them. And no one's ever said, like, why the hell maybe get
also,
this so like should I try what should I try next and our intern Eddie wrote a great blog comparing a bunch of them on the website so go to sexwithemily.com and while you're there click on the Fleshlight banner use code Emily and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Fleshlight.
Aren't you molding your vagina for them?
No, so hell no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm not doing that, but I am going to Austin to watch some vaginas being molded, but I'm actually going to the music festival as well, the Austin City Limits, so that's gonna be the highlight. But maybe also watching vaginas being molded.
I'm supposed to go to that, but I'm going to be out of town.
Why are you going? You should go. Anyway, so back to you guys. Back to Sunny and back to Chad.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome.
So what is your the best item out of your arsenal that your company provides?
Oh, you guys brought me toys, too. What is the best arsenal? Did you bring me the best one?
What's the best?
They did it.
It was producer Ryan.
I mean, you know, for us, the Pocket Rocket, obviously, probably still number one, just vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
How do we explain it's a battery?
We have the iRabbit, you know, which obviously has just been for like the last 15 years, you know, one of the best-selling items. And then we have a lot of male items, like a lot of our male items and just sort of like classics, like our butt plugs and our dildos and a lot of our pocket pussies and things like that. Those are all number one sellers. We've worked with some of the best talent ever, like Sasha Gray, Belladonna, Jenna Jameson, all not in the industry anymore and still like perennial best sellers.
Right. Jesse Andrews.
Yeah.
How do you feel? So you like, so cock rings.
Mm-hmm. I love vibrating cock rings.
Right. They're amazing.
Talk to the girl over here.
Yeah, they're great. You don't love them?
No, I love them. I use them, but she's like vibrating cock ring.
Oh, tell me, Sunny. I like them too.
That's my answer for everything. When anybody calls.
I know you're like, vibrating cock ring.
I'm like, you're getting a divorce? You need a vibrating cock ring.
Right.
What? It's your first date? You need a vibrating cock ring.
It's like a win-win for everyone.
Right? Now there's so many different ones now, I believe, right? There's Trojan makes them, like disposable.
Everyone, you can buy disposable, whatever.
What do you like?
I like her Optimale. It's a men's health and wellness line. It's silicone, which I really like.
Right.
And it's just really stretchy. It's got a good strong vibration. The vibrator comes off and they have a double vibrator so you can get, you know, a little ball action.
Yeah,
and
I like
a little
the
clit action at the same
time. Right.
Yeah, so
I love it. So it stretches, it's one size fits all.
Yeah.
So let's talk about men. Let's talk about vibrations on men's balls and penis.
Yeah.
You can go first. No.
Yeah. Chad.
I just feel
Chad,
like
let's talk about your balls.
I just feel
Menace.
Like we've been talking with I feel like a lot of people listening to this show, a lot of men have not experienced it. And all I know is that whenever they do, they're like, that's freaking awesome. How come no one ever told me that vibrations are for men too, or for my balls and my penis?
Right. Yeah. I think the best way to start is definitely, I mean, you know, is definitely a vibrating cock ring. Cause I mean, I can only speak for myself personally. And then obviously other men that I've spoken to, too much direct vibration for me actually can be a deterrent. It's something mm-hmm. that I know men will experience like loss of erection with because of it, especially because we haven't had it too much.
Oh, I mean, if you, like you wouldn't put the magic vibration. Wand on the top.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even like the bullets sometimes, like if they get like, if you're really like forcing it or trying to get it like really right on like your balls or something like that, right. I wouldn't go that direction. I would definitely go with like the transference of vibration, which is felt very indirectly through a vibrating cock ring.
Right.
You know, you put it on your shaft, if you're a little bit more advanced or if you're wanting to get the full benefits, you can, you know, loop it under your balls as well. And the vibrator sits on top of your shaft. And again, while you're, you know, engaged in having sex, you just don't feel it as much as like the woman might feel it. So it's just a very good like intro.
Right, exactly.
Into vibration.
That's a
much better way to start and then see. Because
like, I'm not
going to
put you on my Sivian.
No, some men use the magic wand like on their, like underneath their balls.
Sonny can
like
come
that.
Over on my Sivian. But
yay! I'm excited.
No, but you're right. That is a great thing.
I want to use a Sivian.
That's actually been, you can, they have prostate. I have like every attachment.
That's like a little bit above me probably. Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
Be fine. Don't come over.
We need a slumber party.
Yeah, you're going to miss the Sivian party, man.
I am having a Sivian party. And you can come. You don't have to participate. I don't force people on anything. Really. Okay, so that's great with the cock ring. So it is true, just explain it, that you wear it. You know, it also can help men who are, you know, have a hard time staying hard, have a more challenging time staying hard.
Yes.
And what we're saying is that the woman's on top, whenever you're wearing it, and it hits her clitoris just like how we like it. We need it. So mm-hmm. we need extra clitoral stimulation during sex. So any new toy, exciting things coming out that you're excited about, or like anything changes that you think, or the market? What? Tell me. She looks excited.
Yeah, you look excited.
She looks so excited.
I do. It's not coming out for a couple months, but I love this name. It's the Mangina. And it's like dildo.
The Mangina.
I don't know if I love it yet. I got to try it on for a minute.
The term Mangina has been around for a really long time, but they're actually coming out with something called Mangina. Wow.
It's a dildo and a stroker.
Not just they. Us.
Wow.
It could be a top.
Oh, Doug Johnson. Okay, that's where they find it out. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? It's not out yet.
So it's a stroker.
Okay, don't go get
it's
it yet,
stroker.
The Mangina.
And it's a dildo.
What if you already have a Mangina?
I have to see how this even looks.
I think we have to send one to you.
I actually like what you said the other day. I saw something on one of our social medias. You guys said like half stroker, half poker.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was cute.
That's good.
You guys didn't tell me that ahead of time. You should have done that.
Surprise.
That item got a lot of play at the last show when we debuted it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something different. It's something interesting. I think it's definitely, it's a little bit more of like a fetishy item. It's definitely for people that are kind of into a little bit more of kind of your freaky fetishy mm-hmm. stuff. We have a new, you know, we produce 75% of our products are made in America.
Which
They're
is
made
amazing.
In North Hollywood at our facility. And
I never asked, Mendes. Do you want to go?
Yes, dildo tourist.
Dude, you got to come.
You have to come.
Sweet. I'm down. Seriously?
Where are you in the NoHo Arts District?
You
look like you're in the fancy part of NoHo.
I do live in a nice neighborhood.
So we make like I said, 75% of our products in America. And about 5 years ago, we started making health grade silicone, which was a big move for us, you know, and especially in the industry as well. And we just developed a brand new, like, lifelike material for silicone. It's called True Skin, and that's something that we debuted at the show, and that's coming out like in the next couple of months.
Awesome. Okay. That's
so that's what I'm most excited for because I love to see like the new stuff happening like in our
really
facility.
Cool. Okay.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, you guys get to, you're there on the cutting edge. I want you guys to help me answer a question from a listener. Is that cool?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. This. Thank you. Okay, first of all, thank you everyone for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and it's awesome when you include your age and where you're from and how you listen.
Age, sex, location.
Thank you for breaking that down.
Old school.
I need a translator. Okay, so, hey, Emily and Emily's wonderful team. I'm a 23-year-old female New Yorker, and I listen to you all through iTunes. I've been dating my also 23-year-old boyfriend for 4 months now, and he's wonderful. He's the kind of person that brings a girl flowers and cookies if she's having a bad day and won't ask for anything in return. He's
Women
sensitive.
Hate that.
Dude, women love
F
that.
You. Men is,
they say they love it, dude, but watch.
Dude,
keep
stop.
On reading.
Shut up.
He's so great. He does everything for me, and you know,
but,
I'm gonna ask for anything. But
okay,
he's so boring. I need a guy that's been in jail or something. Go ahead.
He's sensitive and thoughtful and is all in all a great person. The sex with him is great, except...
No.
Go for it.
I really do not enjoy putting my hands on his really hairy back. Not what you thought, Menace. It's a complete turn off, and I'll lose whatever we work towards if I touch his back during sex. I don't know how to tell him I'd like him to wax or shave his back because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah,
he has no problem with pubic... He has no problem with pubic hair at any state of growth. I have no problem with pubic hair at any state of growth. I'm a little body hair adverse, and I'm pretty diligent with ladyscaping, shaving legs. Thanks for your help, and thanks for being fantastic. All the best. T.
Can I just
It's a hairy situation.
Can I just answer?
Yes.
You just tell him, like, hey, can I shave your back? He's a guy.
If, or get lasers.
If he's tripping out about it.
But if he's, you can't just say it. You have to be subtle.
No way.
How would you answer it?
I would say
back me up on this.
He's
a guy. He doesn't care.
Dude,
no.
If it's a woman and he's, because there's a lot of women out there that have hairy lower backs. Now that's a touchy, that's a touchy situation to tell them.
Who did he just out?
I'm like, do I? No one told me. Okay,
there's a lot of them out there. Now that's a touchy situation. How to get around that conversation? But with a guy, no.
No, that's not true though.
No, but there's
because he know. Okay, I'm gone. Sunny, I love
you. I would say,
and you chat
too. Thanks for having us.
Oh my god, I love it. This is the best time ever.
I love you.
Yeah.
I would book a spot day for him and say, hey, I'm working out some treatments, and they have this, and I don't know. Would you be up for that? You know, maybe get your hair on your back.
That's just too much work. You just tell him to shave his back.
If nothing else, it creates an open communication.
You're like, they're going to lock you in a room with these two women that don't speak English, and they're going to pour wax on your body.
How long do you think it's going to take him before he realizes every 2 months you're booking spa?
Yeah, I know. Come on.
What did you say? Yeah.
2 second conversation.
Just, no, but then when you have sex the first time and you're like, oh my God, your back is so good.
I've got a great idea. You give him, get it like a massage candle or massage oil, massage, and be like, oh honey, you know, it'd be so much better without the hair. I think you could really feel it in your skin. Let me go get the razor. I'll be right back. And then you shave it in the shower.
And then you roofie him. And then.
Yeah, exactly. But I think wouldn't guys, I don't know. I know a lot of guys who get laser to get wet and they're down with it. I think you just got to, like, again, it's just like talking about sex toys. Just be like, babe, yeah. I think it, you know, let's just kind of get rid of this.
Yeah, I think you just have to be gentle about, like, she goes into the fact of, like, that she loses all of her, build up. Like, don't go there.
Don't tell him that it's turning you off.
Just talk about it in, like, a much easier way about, like, possibly, you know, how he feels about it. Like, have you ever thought about getting waxed? I mean, start the conversation, because at the end of the day, like, I mean, for me as a guy, like, I agree with you. Like, I probably wouldn't care. It just depends on how much back. I'd be honest, it depends on how much back hair I had.
Yeah.
If I had a lot, I might just be like, we're just not going to go through this all the time.
Yeah.
It's just too much. This is too much of a hassle.
Right. I feel like you do it. Just shave it off. I'm going to lay
get
down
it laser.
Here.
But I think that you just can't be like, it's a turn off. Like, you never want to tell either part, you know, that something's a turn off. Like, it just, you'll never get past it. But it's like the whole compliment thing. Like,
and she also has
so
to
great.
Kind of have some sort of finger on, like, how he feels about his body hair.
Like, how
in
has
general.
It not come
like,
up? How many years?
Is he completely comfortable with it? Is he.
Does he
semi-comfortable
love it?
Like,
does he show it off? Does he have, you know,
yeah, like, is he manscaping yeah. other areas of his body? Because if he is, then he's totally fine to shave his
yeah
back.
She
totally.
Said here that he is right a little bit. I don't know how
he can't see it. He doesn't
fine.
Know how
he's
hairy
24
it is.
I think she's like, babe, I gotta tell you, like, you're our sex is so hot. I love having again, don't have it in the bedroom when you're naked.
No,
never
no.
have these conversations. Mm-hmm. But it's like, next time you're out and you're like, you're changing, like, babe, God, you know, you're so sexy. Again. Like, I think it'd be hot to kind of like see your whole back and give you a massage. Like, let's shave this hair off and get waxed. Like how I do, I could wax my legs. Maybe we could do it together. You get home waxing kits and just make it light. All these conversations you want to have it light.
And if he has a good body, you can definitely say that it would like look better without hair.
Yeah.
Which is true.
That's a good
like,
point too.
I don't know what he looks like, but if he has a good body, then you can definitely go that route.
She could say, I find back muscles really sexy,
yeah,
but I
absolutely.
Can't see yours.
Like, I can't see yours.
I can't see yours with that forest of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. We've
That's
got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now explain to me how, as a guy, that I can tell a woman to shave her back hair.
Serious?
Chad? That's
no. There's more of a story here.
Huh?
There's more
just
of a story.
Get up
no,
and
no,
leave.
No. I have a current girlfriend. I'm not talking about her, but I'm talking about. There's definitely a lot of women out there. If you just really look, as
you buy her gifts,
guy,
to get a spa. No,
yeah.
it's, that
same
is so,
thing.
It
I'm
is
telling
the same
you,
thing.
They're
yeah.
out there, ladies. You should, you know, take a mirror and look because
it's
you
not
might
hot.
Be an offender. And you don't even know it.
Yeah, that's true. The back, you can't see it. I
I'm
mean,
just
the
doing
thing
a public
is,
service right now.
For some women, some men, they might not care at all. But for you're saying that some men have a problem with it, and women
they
might
do,
not know.
But they don't know how to have the conversation. Like, oh, you know, you're kind of, you're wearing that crop top, and Like, yeah, you know,
don't do the this is what
it.
How not to
I
do.
I don't care at all.
You don't care?
No.
Just rate it.
See what I'm saying?
I don't care at all.
This is good because menace is like the.
I'd rub it.
That's sweet. So you're not judgmental at all. But I guess
I'm not being judgmental,
all we're saying is that women should get in, just take a look and see how they feel about it. If you have, this is like, this is, if it's a public service announcement in the way that you might not know you back hair. And if you do, you can take a look and see how you feel about it. But how should a guy do it? I mean, if he's turned off by
suddenly I'm an asshole
tricky.
Because I'm talking about a woman having
that's
black
not why
back
you're an
hair.
Asshole.
Okay.
Maybe you should call it the happy trail.
So many other reasons.
Yeah, I know.
It is tough. Don't you think as a man, has a man ever said anything to you that you were like, oh, that's offensive? Like, you know? Yeah,
I think they're afraid of me. Most of them,
I'm sure, probably. You know, I'm trying to think if I was ever like offended. It's hard to,
you know, I have dildos and I'm not afraid to use them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Okay. So yes. Did we answer the when women to the man is tricky, but you got to see how she's comfortable with it.
Just don't be afraid. Just have the conversation. He's a guy.
How about babe? I think your back is really sexy, but I can't see it with that hair there. So let's go waxing.
Yeah.
Okay. One more question. Is there our next show here? Can we go? One more? I don't know. Okay. Like, why not? Hey, Emily. Can you please recommend a quiet, discreet vibrator I can use with my husband during sex? I can only orgasm with my vibrator during masturbation and sex, but the one I have now, the Rabbit, is too loud and distracting. I'd love to be able to use it every time we have sex. Thanks so much. I love your podcast. I'm a huge fan. Sincerely, Jessica from New York.
Yay, Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, Rabbits can be great, you know. They're not optimal, though, like, for partner play. So I think, like, a clitoral vibrator is great. I always love, like, the Jimmy James form, too. I love the Jeju Mio, I think is – no, that's a cock ring. The Jeju – the Mimi by Jeju. Like, a great clitoral vibe that you could stay in your – stays in your hand, doesn't move around, silicone. What do you guys recommend? You guys probably have something great.
I like the Pocket Rocket or the iPlay.
I was
going to
say that. We always recommend the Pocket Rocket. The iPlay is from
iPod
Select.
Right.
Is the iPlay like it's like a Wii vibe kind of thing that goes in your or no?
No,
it's not, a clitoral.
Yeah, it's just clitoral.
It kind of lays on your mound a little bit and hooks over to your clit, and so it's really nicely ergonomic. It's about this size and just so it might not get in the way.
I think
so
you just want to stay.
Quiet. She wants discreet and quiet, and she does. Yeah. Obviously, she loves the Rabbit, but it sounds like that if she wants to have it during sex, that she needs a clitoral something powerful.
Yeah, you need something much smaller, and you know. So I mean, I mean, for us, we always in that regard, I would always recommend the Pocket Rocket. It's easy, it's so simple, and he can use it, she can use it, and it's very powerful and it's very quiet.
Right.
Or vibrating cock ring.
You don't think so?
Vibrating cock ring. Well, here's the thing. I love that. I don't
or vibrating cock ring.
I haven't had one, a new one. I haven't had I don't want to say this, the Pocket Rocket, like a new one, like in a while.
Well, I would tell her to get the iRocket, which is from iVibe Select. It's a brand new line that we have.
And it's,
And I love, I like the, I just, I can't, after all these years, still the Mimi by Jeju because it looks like a little stone, you know, pebble, and it stays in your hand and it doesn't move around. And it's really strong and it has a rumble and not a vibe. I like the motor in it. And I just, you just hold it and it works well. And it's flat. So it hits like your whole pubic mound, all the, you know, you can put on your labia. I love that part of it. I love, cause it's like your clitoral legs, just all that gets stimulated. Got really turned on talking about it. Okay, so yeah, but I love it, you know. Yeah, but the Rabbit vibe is tough to use, I guess, during intercourse, and that's the deal. That's all we got time for. You guys are awesome.
So fast.
That's it. Wow.
It was fun.
You guys are so fun. Okay, tell us all your social media, like where we can find you. Ask the doc.
Right.
Then
Twitter,
tell me, like,
don't look at me.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I've got it all here, but I'd rather, your voice is so sexy, Sunny.
Aww,
you say
thank
it.
Thank you. It's Ask the Doc Show. On Twitter and on Instagram. You can also find us at askthedocshow.com. We're building a new fan site.
Love
it. On Playboy Radio /shows/askthedoc.
Okay. And we'll have all this on our website as well.
Yeah.
And who knew?
Thank you.
And you can check you guys out on Playboy. But really, if they go to the website, they'll find it out. They can listen to it live. They can listen to the podcast. You guys
and
are
on DocJohnson.com.
DocJohnson.com. Totally. Okay. And you can find all these toys.
See, I knew one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Menace. Find
Thank
Menace
you guys.
At Menace across the board.
Yeah.
I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that is at Sex
and
with
Snapchat.
Emily. Snapchat. We're starting Snapchat today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big day. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I have to tell you about a lot of you guys write and you're like, you know what? I wish sex lasted a little longer. My partner doesn't please me. It takes women, we know, some anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes to orgasm. It can take men 6 to 8 minutes too quickly. You might come too quickly. Try out Promessin. It's the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Or if you just want to last longer in bed, it is promessin.com. You got to check it out. You guys, they've been with me for 2 years. I've been talking about it, and I know that it's changed thousands of your lives because you've all emailed me about it. So if you want to last longer in bed, it's something you don't have to take a pill. You don't have to do anything. This is like a topical treatment. You pod your penis. You wait 10 minutes. Changed your sex life. So check out Promescent.com. And thanks, everyone, for listening.